whenever we need something, the merciful is waiting to provide. The merciful is waiting to give us what we need and what we require. He is waiting to fulfill our need. So that as Muslims, our love for Allah, our bond and our faith in Allah increases. So that as Muslims, as believers, we know that whenever we unintentionally commit a sin, or whenever we commit a sin through ignorance and jihala, Allah, the most merciful and the most kind, is waiting to accept our repentance and is waiting to forgive us. From the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it be known that He has many attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it be known that He is the Aziz, the Almighty. He is the Jabbar, the Compeller. He is the Mutakabbir, the Supreme. He let it be known at the same time that He has a special attribute. And this special attribute is the attribute of mercy. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and the most kind. And that His attribute of mercy has surpassed His wrath. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, كَلَمَّا قَضَى اللَّهُ الْخَلْكَ كَتَبَ كِتَابًا فَوَعِنْدَهُ فَوْكَ أَرْشِهِ إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ غَلَبَتْ غَدَبِي مُتَّفَكٌ عَلَيْهِ. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finished creating the creation, He wrote a record. And this record is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above the throne, above the arsh. And in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي, that my mercy has surpassed my wrath. It is because of this attribute, the attribute of mercy, yourselves and I, and all human beings, show love to one another, show kindness to one another. A mother sacrifices her life for the sake of her child because of this attribute. A mother sacrifices her worldly pleasures for the sake of her child because of this attribute. Even animals treat their young with love and affection because of this attribute. However, in reality, this attribute belongs to Allah. It is Allah who is the Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful and the most kind. He is a billion times more merciful to His servants than a mother to her child. Picture the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, الذي أخرجه الإمام البخاري والمسلم في صحيحهما. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Picture this hadith in your mind's eye. Picture a battlefield. The enemy are fleeing from one place to another. The people are running away, looking for a place to hide, looking for a safe haven, looking for a safe place to hide. Brothers have been separated from one another. Sisters have been separated from one another. The young have been separated from their mothers. This is the situation. فَإِذَنْ إِمْرَأَةٌ مِّنَ السَّبْيِ قَدْ تَحَلَّبَ سَدْيُهَا إِذَا وَجَدَتْ صَبِيًّا مِّنَ السَّبْيِ أَخَذَتْهُ فَأَلْسَقَتْهُ بِبَطْنِهَا وَأَرْضَأَتْهُ. One of the prisoners, a woman from amongst the prisoners, she has lost her child. She is running from one place to another in search for her child. Every time she sees a child on the battlefield, she takes hold of this child because of the love she has for her own child. She takes this child and she puts this child to her chest and she begins to breastfeed this child. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on seeing this woman, that this woman is showing so much kindness and love and mercy to this child that doesn't even belong to her, that is not even her own child. On seeing her, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, أَتَرَوْنَ هَذِهِ طَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ. O Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, do you see this woman? This woman that is showing love and kindness to the other children. That every child she finds on the battlefield, she takes hold of this child, and because of the love she has for her own child, she begins to breastfeed the child. O Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, tell me, do you think this woman will ever